With a bit of luck, I should be able to say hi, Tenza.
Hello.
Oh yes, I can hear you fine. Good to hear you here with us again.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
That's great. I just played a bit of a cheeky track from Shaggy. I know you're not a stranger to cheekiness.
Oh no, I love it. I like the way you put the lyrical content and hide out the rudeness. I like it.
Yes, it's really an art in itself, isn't it?
Because yes, it's creative, very creative. I like it. It's really hot.
Yeah. Okay. So, how are you doing? How have you been since last we spoke?
I've been fine, doing a lot of stuff. Just got over the flu, so I sound a bit messed up and all funny because had a sore throat and everything.
Oh,
but
dear.
I've been doing tours, shows, recordings, rehearsing, charity stuff. I've been doing all kind of stuff since I've
been. Oh, well, with a bit of luck, we might be able to talk about a few of those things you mentioned. But just to let people know what's going on here, they're in tune with Reggae Space. And live right now, I'm speaking to Tenza. So big up yourself, Ascona, Dags, DJ Fonz, DJ 745, Zebelion is here, Tenza Team, I wonder who that is. Big up yourself, Tenza Team, I guess that's Killer Rich, is that right?
Yes, yeah. That'd be Killer Rich.
Big up Killer Rich, and big up Sandman and Reggae Lady, Dread Lions just touched down, big up yourself, King, Freds is here listening in, big up yourself, Gaza Shalom, Higher Purse, big up Promotants doing all the promoting behind the scenes. Queen Easy's here, Reggae Ladies just touched down, and now forget Sandman. All right, so Tenza, as I said, we did speak a little while ago, but just for those who perhaps weren't here at the time and haven't heard about Tenza, could you give a little rundown of Tenza in a nutshell?
Okay, I'm Tenza, obviously. I'm a female reggae artist. I was born in Jamaica. I live in the UK at the moment. I do a mixture of reggae, electro, dancehall. I do music. Basically, I do anything that's called music, I do music. At the moment, I've got a few videos and stuff out. I'm mainly known for my solo video, No Behavior, Goose, and Push and Turn, which you can find these stuff out on my website, www.tenzamusic.com. So that's a little bit of Tenza.
Okay, because the last time I spoke to you, I think the track that a lot of people on Reggae Space might have heard you sing before is More Love.
Oh, it's More Love, sure. Definitely. More Love at the moment is going really well. It works very well on tours and stuff. I just came off my Swedish tour, and More Love, obviously, there were so many different race of people that was in the club I was performing, and I addressed that and tell them I love the vibe with everyone together. And More Love, obviously, is all about one blood, one love. So that song, every time I perform that song, I always touch people's hearts. So More Love is my favorite song. It is my favorite.
More love, more love, one blood, one blood, one love, one love. More love, more love, live as one, because we are one blood. Live as one, because we are one blood. Get to you. Life is not easy. Life is very hard. But more time we have to hustle, more time we have to cut, go abroad. You see the gun crime, it not go make you any better. The knife crime, it not go push you any higher. About time, you drop the nine. Spread some love, spread some love. More love, more life. One blood, one love, more love. That is what we need. That is what we pray.
That is what we share.
More love, more life. One blood, one love, more love. That is what we need.
That is what we, yeah.
That is what we pray.
That is what we share.
A man touch your hands like a foreman.
Foreman.
A tribe and you up with him slogan.
Slogan.
Even though you know, say you are the real Dan.
Real Dan.
He better you cool your man. Hey,
cause I think
couple phone get ring. No, it turn a bigger thing. Hey, couple guns start hollow. Innocence start fall out. Watch him mad as them a ball out.
cause the street will flood out, head back leak out. What is this all about?
What is this all about?
More love, more life, one blood, one love, more love. That is what we need. That is what we pray.
That is what we share.
More love, more life, one blood, one love, more love. That is what we need.
That is what we
pray.
Yes, that's a track that's always going to win and it's always going to be relevant in this world right now. We need more love, not true?
Yes, definitely need more love. Definitely.
So you mentioned, well, there's a whole heap of things I'd like to speak of. Your clothing line and your eating habits and your video. And many more things, as depending on how much time we have. All your mixtape and let off all your links as well, because there's more than one. There's quite a few. But what I want to mention first is you just come back from Sweden. How long ago you was in Sweden?
I came back on the 8th from Sweden, 8th of this month.
Okay.
So, a few days ago, I came back and, that was wonderful.
I was going to say, how was it?
It was wonderful. I work so hard. No, I normally don't complain, but I work so hard. I was, if I'm not doing a show, I'm interviewing. If I'm not doing interviews, I'll be in the studio record 6 tracks while I was there. And I just kept on doing things while I was there, keeping myself busy and loving the vibe and loving the Swedish Massive. Big up the Swedish Massive.
So you go out there and work as well?
Of course. It's all about working. And you know, the minute I touch the plane and I'm leaving the UK, I just start getting lyrics like crazy because it's a different environment, different vibe. When I touched on Sweden and that breeze hit me,
yeah.
I was like, where is the studio?
So you have to walk with some kind lyrics. of recorder to catch all them moments of inspiration. Is that right?
Yes, I did. And you can pick up some of those moments of me making lyrics on my website. They're there on my tour diary. And I also got my BlackBerry that I was just recording all the vibes so I don't, you know, forget them and stuff. So I get enough vibe while I was there.
Okay, then. You mentioned again your website. Let's let off some of the links that I have for you. Right, there's tenzamusic.com. Yes, is that your main link?
Yes, that's my official website,
Official website for Tenza. Tenzamusic.com. But there's also tenzafansite.com.
Yes, that's a fan site that's created for me by Mika. Big up yourself, Mika. Enough respect to the Japan Massive.
Big up Mika, one of my new friends on Facebook. You have some Facebook pages. You notice I say pages. Facebook.com, Tenza Music. Is that right?
Yes.
Tenza Music. But I won't mention the other ones. They're too. They don't want to confuse people.
No.
There's Twitter. If you're a Twitter person, there's Tenza. Twitter.com/TenzaFoster.
Yes.
Yeah. And MySpace people, all the MySpace crew, it's MySpace.com/OfficialTenza.
Yes.
Right, I'll mention one further one, the Reverb Nation. ReverbNation.com/TenzaMusic. Have I got it right?
Yes, you got it right.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So there's all the links for all those listening to the recording. Check out each and every one of them because there's something for your interests on each one of those. So, yes, you just come back, not too long, come back from Sweden. And you were there for how long? 2 weeks or so?
Yes.
Okay, and you did a bit of gigging and you did a bit of working same time.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Okay, and how you like the touring thing?
Tour, it was great. It was different from the other times I've been to Sweden. This time it was all about my tour. Before I was like opening shows for somebody else.
Oh yeah.
This time it was Tenza's tour, so people coming to see me. People perform before me and then I come on to close the show. So
how'd that feel?
Oh god, it feels really good. enough blessings and thanks to the Most High, because
headlining
and when you come in and that welcome that you get and everyone wants to eat you up like your food, yeah, it feels good.
So how many gigs you do?
Three. Okay. I did three main ones, and the others was just me going. I went turn up at this place and people was like, oh, can you go on and do something for us, please? There's young people here that would love to see. So most of those ones weren't set for the tour.
Right.
But I also done those as well.
Okay. So is your audience mainly young people?
It was a mix. It's a mix. Because, okay, you know, like, when I'm performing my more positive songs, I notice the kind of people that push forward to the front is totally different from the ones when I do like a soca song. It's all young people run and start whining up themselves. It's different.
Yeah.
So I got the boat, you know, young and old, which is good. I like it.
Well, that is one way to gain a wider audience. You know, if you please, you can't please all the people one time. So you please some of the people some of the time, and you get a steady flow. Is that how it go?
Definitely, that's it.
Okay, so that was in Sweden, and you've been there before, and that was your first gigging as a headline, yes?
Yes, that was my first gigging as a headline, yes. And I'll just, can I big up the person who put the tour on, Tiger Man, of respect, and blessings to all the Night and Life crew. Stars Bars, big up everyone in Sweden, enough love. Thanks for the warm welcome.
Okay, you have any plans to do any more in Europe?
Yes, I am actually going back again. I'll be starting from Sweden. This is in September. I will start in Sweden. Then I go to Denmark, then Switzerland, and then I'm back in the UK again.
Oh, right.
So, yes, that's for Europe. That's September.
So that's this year?
Yes, and then I go off to Africa when I come back.
Africa, whoa.
Yes.
So which part of Africa?
I'm going to Gambia in October, the 1st to the 9th. Actually, no. August, I go to East Africa, the 26th of August to the 7th of September. Then I come back and go to Gambia on October 1st to the 9th.
All right. Okay.
Yes. Let me put it in order.
It seems like it's nonstop for you right now.
Yes, and I'm enjoying it.
Wow, you must be really, as you say, enjoying it, because, a lot of people may be aware that you had a lot of success when you first started so many years ago when you were in your teens, gold selling and major signing for major labels, and you must be glad that you're getting a little taste of that again.
Yes, I'm very happy, and I'm grateful for all the stuff that happened with Fire, the gold selling, the number 3 in the charts, and all this stuff. I'm so happy for that, because that's what make me what I am today. So big up to my Fire girls, Kizzy, Emma, enough love.
And what are they doing nowadays?
Emma is in university, and Kizzy is actually studying music engineering.
All right. So, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the limousine lifestyle is returning again, is that right?
Yes. It's returning again, and I'm enjoying it. But more, you know, the best thing about it is actually I'm loving it, so I don't feel the hard work of it until somebody said, Jesus, do you know how much you've done today, or do you see how hard you're working? You need to stop. You need to do this. But don't worry, I'm keeping healthy because I eat like nobody's business.
I can't believe that, because I went to your website, right, and I see hundreds and hundreds of pictures of you, and you're slim like, you know.
Oh, God. Let me explain to you. I thought I was ill. I went last year to doctors. I said, I can't stop eating, and I don't know why. And they said to me, well, you're fine. They checked me out. I'm fine. I was like, if you want to eat. I'm hungry constantly. I wake up 4 in the morning. And the thing is, I don't like snacks. I like food.
Right.
So that's where the problem is. I'm eating big food. I don't like little snacks, and I can't deal with that stuff. I'm very greedy, and I can't help it. Sorry, guys out there.
Well, I don't know. He must have one of these lucky people with a fast metabolism. Is that what they call it? So you're burning up energy all the time.
Yes, I was told that. So that's good. That's a good thing. And I do exercise a lot. I do a lot of walking, a lot of running and stuff, obviously, because it helped me when I'm performing to have that energy. Because when I perform, I have to do a lot of dancing and running around. So
right,
I do a lot of exercise and stuff. So I guess I should be eating, really.
Yeah. So you mentioned your food and you like food. You know the difference between vegetarian and vegan, don't?
Yes, vegans. When I was a vegetarian, I used to eat stuff like egg, and I used to drink cow's milk, like, you know. But now I don't have no dairy products at all.
Okay.
No milk. I do milk, but soy milk.
Oh, same.
And I don't have fish in my diet at all now.
Right.
No, so I don't.
Now, it's not because it doesn't agree with you, because I'm sure you enjoy them kind of food. It's more than that, is it?
You know what it is? I've never been a meat fan anyway. Because I'm from, if you notice, my real name is Jacine. Tenza is my name as well. That's my middle name. But Jacine, I'm from a Rastafarian family, so I wasn't grow up with a lot of meat. I came to England and started eating that kind of stuff.
Really?
Anyway, so.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so.
So you're full vegan now?
Yes.
All right. And that nourishes you plenty, because you have enough energy, don't?
Got enough energy, and I do eat well, and there's a lot of vegan foods and different substitutes of everything, and I make sure I eat same way. The same way I used to eat when I was a vegetarian is the same way I eat now.
Now, you know that there's a whole heap of people, male and female, gonna envy you now, because I know enough women in particular that are constantly on diet and losing a few pounds and putting it back on and losing a few more and getting well depressed. And as you say, I can eat what I like.
You know what? Everybody out there who go on these diets, you have to eat to lose weight as well, you know. You don't need to be dieting and not eating all day. You have to eat to lose weight as well. So be careful of these dodgy diets and stuff.
Yeah.
Eat.
All right, let's let off another tune. This one's called The Street Life, and this one it kind of describes I don't want to put words in your mouth, but your younger life while you was in Jamaica.
Yes, it describes what I have seen and what I seen other people going through, and what I know. It's all about things that I know. I've got knowledge of these things that I'm saying, so I'm not just saying it because I can. I've seen it happen to people, and I've, you know, it's like a street code, basically. I'm just explaining to people what the street code is like.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to hear the hottest tune and the maddest vibe? DJ Yen is playing.
The streets was my first source of education. And that's how me get my knowledge. Therefore, I guess I'm a belong.
Long time me also, yeah. Long time we are on the streets. Long time me a struggle, yeah. Long time we a want be a feet.
Street life, street life, street life, street life.
That's the life I know how.
Yeah, that's the life I know how.
Yo, we know they within farmers, no. Mister, them can't come on ya. No, Mister, big up to the farmers. Yeah, where you plant marijuana? Yo, Mister, you enough time me war the cops. Come in on me yard and I try search that. See them me happy high couple drum. Cause in a that me say full of pee gum.
Long time we hustle, yeah. Long time we are roll the streets. Long time we are struggle, yeah. Long time we are walk bare feet.
Street life, street life, street life, street life.
That's the life I know how.
Yeah,
that's the life I know how.
Yeah, in a this street I fi watch your friend back. Even though you know him wanted by the cops, yo. Make sure you keep your mouth locked. Can't go a jail and go run off that baker. Later you might get your head bust, but you don't know, say I saw the thing set, yo. Later two teeth my gun, but you don't know, say I street from we born, yo.
Long time we also, yeah. Long time we are on the streets. Long time we are struggle, yeah. Long time we are want be a feast.
Street life, street life, street life, street life.
That's the
Yes, big up yourself, Gaza, Shalom. Big up all the Bermuda Massive. Big up all the Caribbean Massive. Higher Purse, big up yourself. Yes, yeah, so Tenza, tell me, when last you was in Jamaica?
Last year, October.
Because most of your family is still out there, yes?
Yes, all my family is there. I'm here in England. I stand alone.
Really?
Yes, I stand alone in England, yeah.
So you're with auntie or what?
No, I stand alone in England.
All right. So
it's me and my Tenza music crew here in England at the moment. Everybody's in Jamaica or they're in America, but I'm here in England by myself.
Okay, so with all the folks back home, does that, with your success, you know, you're striving to success, is that another inspiration? I don't know, because a lot of people who have folks out in Jamaica, there's a certain pressure maybe to, I don't know if I can say this, send back some money.
Well, Yendis, I've got 9 brothers and 5 sisters, and that doesn't include the adopted ones. So yes, there's a pressure to send money home to make sure everybody go to school.
Yeah.
And my intention is, if I have my last penny, as long as somebody is going to school, I'm happy, because I didn't get to go to school all the time, and I know what it is like when you're sitting at home and you see everybody passing them nice school uniform. Yeah. And you sitting there wishing you could go. So all my nieces and nephew, everybody need to go to school.
Yeah.
My mom, I will not allow my mother to work for anybody. She's done enough work already. For having 12 kids of her own, that's enough work. That's more than full-time job.
Of course, yes.
So
you know about Western Union?
Yeah, Western Union is my friend. MoneyGram is my friend. Regular, monthly, yep.
Okay, so what would you say that the first 14, 15 years that you spent in Jamaica, what did that leave you with that you bring across to the UK?
I would say I know how to appreciate blessings.
Right.
That's one thing I got to say, and that will cover everything. So I know when I get gold, I know to keep it shiny, you know?
Yeah.
Don't make it get dusty again, just keep it shiny. I don't like to say I've had a bad life and make everybody, I don't want nobody to feel sorry for me, because I'm happy that I had that bad life. So yeah, when I say I had a rough life in Jamaica, I did, but I am happy I did. I would never change it for the world, and if I had to go back and live that life again, I would, because today everything I receive, I probably would walk all over it, and I wouldn't know how to appreciate it if I didn't live that life. So
it's true, because people who know what it's like to be poor and eat corned beef and rice 7 days a week, you know.
You're talking about corned beef. Well, I'm talking about cabbage and rice constantly. Till now, I don't even like the look of cabbage. I'm telling you, sometimes there's no rice, it's all vegetable, one pot of vegetable, and you're thinking, God, you see? So you see, when I come to England, the urge for me to try the meat, that's because of all
right.
That.
Yes. Because I believe it makes you a different person, and you can't get that appreciation of things if you always have things.
Yeah, it's true. You don't get that. And I'm happy. I will never change it, because sometimes I get something for someone and they think, why are you acting like that? It's only this. But to me, I love it and I appreciate it. And my friends always say to me, oh, you still have that for years? Yes, I do. I still have it for years.
That's right.
I appreciate things, you know.
Okay. Now this mixtape. This is your recent project. It's out on the street now. I believe it's it's available for free.
Yes.
You just have to visit the website or even Google, and you will find it and be able to download it for free. So is there a particular strategy in your mind why you're giving it away free?
This is the mixtape. I title it "This Is Me." Before I dropped my album, my world album, I decided, I used to get a lot of messages from people, and some bad messages. She go on like she nice, she think she this, look how she dress and she chat, but she from Jamaica, she Jafaican. I get the whole lot, oh, she have an English accent, I get this, all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, I get the worst of it. Look how she dressed, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to let people know who I am. So before I start selling music, give it for free. I see. So here you go, get to know me. And if you get to know me and you like me, then you can be a part of my circle. Come with some positive energy and circle my thing and, you know, support the thing. But I needed them to know who I was. That's the reason why I titled the mixtape, This Is Me.
Right, right. And it's available free. So everybody free who's download. Any curiosity about you can download it and find out some more, yes?
Yes.
Now, you mentioned how you're getting some negativity from certain people. Would you say that's part of the music biz?
Yes, I love it. It's a part of everything. Everything that comes, the music business come with negative and positive. And if you have to know how to deal with both, you know, you have to balance them and treat them even, you know, even just this, treat the good the same as the bad, you know, okay. Accept it the same way you accept the good, accept the bad. And you know, you accept good and say, yeah, thank you very much. Oh, thanks. The bad same way, and you do something about it.
Right. Yeah? Yes. Because you can't control what people say. You can only control what you say.
Exactly. You know? And some people, like, they don't like my dressing, but if they get to know the inside of me, I can have a bag, and because it's a Tesco, it doesn't mean that it's food shopping in there. It could be a gold ring in there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So don't look on the outside of me and judge what's inside there.
Right.
You know?
Okay, let's hear the track. I guess it's the title track, Tenza, This Is Me. It's from the mixtape. So yeah, just to let people know who's just joining us here, this is Yendis on reggaespace.com. I'm speaking to Tenza, and we're talking about a little bit of life, a little bit about music and such. And I'd just like to rinse out now the title track of the mixtape that's available free of charge for anyone who would like to download it. It gives you a full introduction to Tenza, just in case you have any misunderstanding.
As I drop this mixtape, I give them me just as I am. I hope they love me as I am.
Amazing grace. Happy give thanks to the Most High. God has just blessed my life.
This is me. This is all I know, want to be. This is all I know. All I know. All I know, want to be.
Jam rock may come from me, from a family of 15 me. Me say me defend the poor, that's me. Me say me love the music, that's me. Bounty killer is my idol, me. Me say me love my fans, them, that's me. That's me. This is me. This is all I know, want to be. This is all I know, all I know, all I know, want to be.
A rock, that's me. My son, my praise Rastafari, me. In a red, gold and green, that's me. Straight vegetarian, me. Missing no fake friends, that's me. One love to the world, that's me. I hope you like me, that's me. That's me. Yep, this is me. I hope you like me. God, this is all I can be. Yeah. Rastafari, give thanks to the day that I was born. Give thanks to the lady who gave birth to me. That would be Miss Ellen. She's the greatest. It's amazing, amazing, amazing grace, it's so amazing. This is me. This is all I can be.
Well, you're inviting people to take you or leave you, but you can only be me. Is that right?
That is right. I only can be me. And this, again, this, I need to big up the Massive and crew that's listening to reggaespace.com. You don't know, this is Maddest Radio Station. No respect to all my Facebook, Massive, Cookie, Rodney, Shady B, Real Sheriff, Tiger Man. Big up the whole Massive. Big up my own crew, Tenza Team, Killer Richard, don't know your large, Kim, Kinglish, the whole Massive. Twitter fans, big up yourself, MySpace tag. Big up the Slow Massive, Chemshot Massive, logging in from Jamaica. You have to sign in, guys, and get in the chat room, man. Big yes. up the Massive and crew on the whole Reggae Space Massive.
Yes, we have to encourage people if they wish to, you know. I'm sure Tenza would be quite willing to take questions from the listeners, and you can do that very easily. Once you log in, you can type something in the shout box, and with a bit of luck, I should be able to see that and put it to Tenza same time. Just tell me how that mixtape come about. I believe you have your TMD. Is it TMD?
TMD Records, which stands for Tenza Music Digital.
Ah, right, yes. And is that one of your productions?
That's my record label that I am open with two other people, Killer Rich and Kim from Japan. We launched it earlier this year.
Yeah.
It's TMD, it stands for Tenza Music Digital. And the reason why I started it is that we do distribution and release music for young and upcoming artists, plus myself.
Right.
So it's for my use as well as other upcoming artists. So if they need distribution deal or something like that, yes. or direction, we're here, we can help them, we can direct them, but it's for upcoming artists.
Right. So you have some artists like in your stable, as they say?
Yes, I do. I just signed Kinglish from Sweden. We're doing distribution for Tiger Man as well. We're doing distribution for some of Sun Cycle artists as well. So it's all about, and my own brother, Alaska, is also on my label as well. So we're doing distribution and also like promotion and managing them and showing them the way.
Right.
Trying to get rid of the gun pictures that they have inside their thing and clean them up a bit, you know, make them know, put them on the positive part and things.
It's a problem. See, people that sort of blindly follow on to from those that they may perceive to be successful and just, just regurgitate the same negative image. And it doesn't do anything for the young people. It doesn't do anything for the industry. You see me?
It doesn't. But you know what? As I always say to fans or other artists that look up to other artists, pick the things that you look up to the artist for. I will tell you, Bounty Killer is somebody I idolize. Bounty Killer have the most gun songs ever. Yeah. I don't support that side of Bounty Killer. I support the way he performs, his lyrical content, how he's clear, his voice, everything about that side of Bounty Killer. I like Cartel for his style, his this, his that, but I don't support certain side of their, you know, you can choose from artists. So don't, not because the artist do all this gun stuff, it doesn't mean, maybe you like the way that artist dressed, so you want to dress like them, but it doesn't mean you have to act like them. So be careful of what, you know, influences you, because temptation as well. You see, once you start putting gun on your picture, see you with a gun in your pictures, you know, it's not a good look. Most stations don't want to interview you, they don't want to be a part of you. I get complaints from some DJ tell me, oh, I don't like the way you dress, so I won't play your music. But then that's okay, that's fine, I'm happy with that, that's their choice. You know, if they don't like the way I dress, they won't play my music, that is okay. I will not change my dressing because this is me. You know, so
Like you, we're concerned about these things. So from day one here at reggaespace.com, we've been pushing the no slackness, no gunting, no gangster violence on our radio station. And I'm glad to say that, you know, there's more and more people picking up the message. Just a few weeks ago, you hear say that Vibes Cartel now make no gun tune again.
Yes, and that's something good, you know, because I idolize that man for his lyrical content and his style and pattern. But it's just the fact that what was coming out his mouth was another thing.
Now in Jamaica now, the government is stepping down and banning certain kind of lyrics in certain kind of songs, they can't get played on the air. So, you know, maybe what we've been hoping for a long time now, it's finally coming around.
Yes, and it's good to educate the other artists around you, or if your daughter, your son is rapping or something, just educate them and let them know that it doesn't pay off, this negative thing. It only works for some people. Yes?
Yeah.
And it works for some people, but only for a while.
Tenza, I need your email like right now, because just you listening to you right now and looking at your website, we have a producer in Jamaica who'd like to link you up right now. Goes by the name of Higher Purse. He's based in Jamaica, and he's looking for an email for you. You willing to give him that?
Sure, you can email kim@tenzamusic.com. That's kym@tenzamusic.com.
Okay, yes, he say he liked the way you dress. He's just looking at your website.
Blessings, Kim.
Yes, large up yourself, Higher Purse. You see it there now. kim@tenzamusic.com. Yeah, take a pen and write it down and link her up in due course. Enough respect goes out to you, Higher Purse. You see that there's plenty links flowing through the shout box right now. We want to give people every chance to link you up, whether it's to listen to your music, to purchase your music, to link you up for collaborations or working on in any way, which way or whatever. Okay, next area I'd like to explore is Japan. Because I know, say, that you have a lot of success in Japan in your early career, and all now there's still a lot of people who follow you and is interested in you from Japan. Is that right?
Yes, there is. And there's a lot.
I know, say, that you must have a soft spot for the Japanese, because I know, say, you do some charity work?
Yes, I did do some charity work, and I'm still in the process of organizing some stuff as well. I perform four live shows for free to raise money, and obviously I had a bucket walking around like everybody else collecting money for Japan with the Red Cross. Did all those things, and that was very little. More than what I want to do for Japan, I couldn't do it. I'm not in the position to do it right now. But that little that I did, I'm happy that I got the chance to do it.
Because they suffered some big disaster earlier part in this year. And, you know, I'm sure they will come back, but they must be suffering.
They will come back. They are strong people, and they are suffering. They still need help. So keep praying or give what you can. They are strong, but we only can be so strong, can we? We only can be so strong. So they still need prayer and still be there for them and stuff. So blessings. Big up to Marco in Japan right now, and big up to Mika and her own family, Yuko, Itoshi, Ashioka. I can't pronounce some of these names. I love you all.
You're doing very well. So you must you must have some links out there. I don't know if any of them suffered directly from the disaster at all.
Most of the people I associate myself with, they were from Tokyo and Nagoya, but there's a few students that I performed in one of their university before, and that university got damaged, so there's quite, but they're not people that I talk to directly,
right.
They signed up onto my fan page and stuff, and I will send email out, and I noticed I haven't get replied and stuff. Normally they would reply or come on my site and talk and stuff. So I do know there's some people that's missing, fans of mine, definitely.
Okay. Big up UK Dubber Man and DDL. I just touched down on the base. We're talking to Tenza live on Reggae Space. I know you're doing some other, you have another concern, another cause that is dear to your heart, cancer.
Yes, I've been doing a lot of cancer charity. I just done 8 mile walk from 12 midnight on the 14th of May
for Sue Ryder,
and I came third, and I finished in 1 hour 20 minutes. I walk 8 miles, 1 hour 20 minutes, and I came third out of 1,000 women.
Wow!
It's not about who wins; it's about us all doing it. But I came third, and I was very proud of myself.
So it's like a race.
It's a race, but any it counts. Whether you come first or last, it still counts because you completed it and you made the effort to do it.
And you
I came third.
And you have sponsors and such.
And sponsors, my sponsor links. Online, I didn't raise that much money online, but offline, I did quite well. For Sue Ride, I did quite well offline. I did my duties and go up to people and go, hi, can you sponsor? I done all that stuff, trust me. Went to church, I did it in church and on everywhere. Got my sponsorship in and stuff and got my gold medal thing. So
Right.
Yes.
Well, it looks like I get the feeling that you're quite a generous person, you know, giving away your CD, doing charity work, etc., etc.
If you give out, you'll get. If you give positive energy, you get positive energy back. What you give to the world, it gives back to you. So keep giving. It's all about giving. It's not all about taking all the time. So I've always learned that give. My mom would say give. If it's your last give, don't worry about where it's coming from. It will come again. So.
And the competition, is that still going on from your website?
Which one of the competition? There's always something going.
You say you're giving away phones and giving away money and...
Oh, for my... You know what the thing is? All the people who download my mixtape, I'm so angry with you guys because none of you can tell me the 9th question I ask. I think it was the 9th question. What's the name of my mother? You've answered... Everybody answered all of them. The name of my mother. It's not in the interview. It's actually in one of the songs.
Yes.
That answer is not in the interviews. So don't listen to the interviews. Listen to the songs. And I'm sure it won't be in Push and Turn. It won't be in No Behavior. I'm sure it won't be in any of those ones. Goose, it won't be in Goose.
Well, I was about to give it away, you know. I was about to give it away, but I better save
it. Don't! Let them go and listen again. Go on, guys. If you're real fans, go on out. Listen again.
And
what's the name of my mother? I actually said it in one of the songs. And so, it's not going to be in a fast tempo song either. And I think there's about 4 slow tracks on the album, on the mixtape. So please go and listen again.
And what is it they win?
They win, what's this, Nokia. They win a Nokia E73 or something. It's a pink or a black Nokia they win. It's actually, hold on, let me check what the phone is.
E73? Yeah, it means nothing to me.
Yeah, doesn't mean anything to me either. It looks like a BlackBerry. They look like a BlackBerry.
Oh, right.
But it's not a BlackBerry. It's a Nokia. And we've got a pink and a... It looks between grey and black.
Okay.
I don't know if it's grey and black. But if it's a boy win it, they get the grey one.
Yes.
And if it's a girl, they get the pink one. But if the girl wants a dark one, they can have it as well.
Okay.
And there's lots of giveaways. There's gift bags from me with jewelries and stuff, like similar to what I wear in my videos and stuff. Depending on who wins, there's one for a boy and there's a bag for a girl.
Okay.
And there's also £50 in UK money. So if you win in US dollars, I think that's about 80 US dollars.
Wow.
It depends on what if it's England, it's £50 standard, guys.
Yeah.
If it's the US, I think it's 80.
I'll accord it to the
exchange rate.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Depends. Well, it seems well generous. The 10th child of Miss Fill in the Blank.
Yes.
most generous. And if you want to win all them goodies, just check out the website. It's tenzamusic.com. Nice and easy to remember. Check it out now and listen to the music, and it will give you the answer to the 9th question. Is that right?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Yendis, on my BlackBerry, there's a lady on here called Tessa. She said to tell you got a sexy voice and she like your voice. Big up Dane Rose. Big up Irisha, Freshada, Kevin, Father P. And big up all the rest of the Massive and crew on my BlackBerry. I can't name everybody. Guy King Pele and the whole vibes. Bless up.
Well. What can I say? Big up all the BlackBerry Massive. I know there's quite a lot of people listening in on their smartphone. And what the woman name again?
Tessa, she said you've got a sexy voice. Oh dear.
Yeah, Tessa. Big up yourself, Tessa. Yeah, check out my my website, yendis.co.uk, and maybe we can link up. We will see. All right. All right. I want to play some more music. I want to play this Waistline Crazy.
Dear.
Waistline Crazy. Just touch on it because, you know, as you say, you take you as you are, and there are many facets to tender.
Yes. Waistline Crazy is out now on iTunes. There's an exclusive remix on there with an upcoming artist from Jamaica, Cheddar. This song is talking about me got a crazy mind and a mental waistline as well. Just picture all that graphic stuff in your head.
Black spider, them finna say you alone can make tens of climb up the wall like a spider. Them boy they can't handle them wine.
Just watch me dropping like a fireball. Dropping like a fireball. Me head no good, I'm a waistline crazy. Me head no good, I'm a waistline mad. Control me, hold me, control me. Hold me, control me, hold me. Me a go knock him out, knock him out. Mama see, mama saw, mama sosa. Mama see, mama saw, mama sosa. Oh no, what you give me when me take him on in ya? Yeah. Vibe when me hit some like the speaker. Me a tick tock ticking, me signal busy. Why not me waste, I make the boy get dizzy. Full of being moved, when I stop, I'm switching.
Reload, let the dance floor sink.
Me head no good, I'm the waistline crazy. Me head no good. Knock him out, knock him out. Me a flash it, dash it, knock him out, me a splash it. Bumper in a gear, put the bumper in a bracket. Roll out the ball like a bomb, me a drop it. Get the boy high like in the bandit chronic. Problem, you in a problem, boy. A trouble in ya, my bubble in ya. Take on the boy, I'm in my demeanor. Me head no good, I'm a waistline crazy. Me head no good, I'm a waistline mad. Control me. Knock him out, knock
just
him out.
Watch me drop it like a fireball. Drop it like a fireball.
Me head no good, I'm a waistline crazy. Me head no good, I'm a waistline mad. Control me.
So Tenza, you have a video with this one as well?
Yes, I shot the video on the 4th of May, and the video is going to be premiering in Jamaica, I think, the end of this month on CVM TV. So Jamaica Massive actually see it first.
Okay.
And then it will be ready for the UK and Europe.
So the same video, or are you going to do a
No, it's the same video. The only time I have to do a video is when it comes to Asia and so on. They always want a total different video.
Really?
So, yes, they do.
So you don't do a different tune, the same lyrics?
No, the same lyrics, but I have to do a total different video because of licensing and all these stuff. So some artists, if you're listening, there's going to be days like this. So, you know, when you do like Non-Behavior, if you notice there's two different behind the scenes and I'm wearing total different clothing.
Right.
One was in a club, and that video I am not allowed to use it until I think it's after 3 years or two. I don't know.
Is it?
Don't remember what the contract says, but it's licensing purposes and they had to use it first before here.
Yeah.
So I did a total different video to make it easier for
me. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like the licensing business can get in the way of your creativity. I don't know. What do you say?
It depends on the deal that you receive and the agreement for both parties to be happy. It's best to let your lawyer discuss it and try not to be too difficult. If not, you will lose out. Because for me to shoot another video is better than me waiting for a couple of years before I can put it out in England when
right.
everybody here in the UK liked the song anyway.
Right.
You know, so I did a total different cover. If you notice, there's two different Non-Behavior covers.
Yeah.
Everything for Non-Behavior was quite different. So when it comes to that kind of stuff, yeah,
Okay, so I understand all that. I mean, I'm aware that you were in a bit of a dilemma some time ago, not too long ago, when you had the opportunity whether to sign to your album to a label or to sign yourself. Is this these contract things coming up again?
My album was signed. I didn't want to be signed. I want to be more creative. When you have these major labels, it's a good thing to have a major label if you're already established and you're not trying to find yourself,
right,
or not trying to be creative, because they like to set you away to say, I want you to do this sound of music. And they were bringing me to a more poppy market where I'm sounding too pop. And for me, I don't mind doing pop music. I love pop music. I love hip-hop, R&B, everything. But I rather do music. Music, I don't want to be categorized in one thing to say, I'm a dancehall artist. I don't want that.
Well, that comes
I want
across,
to be a musician that does music.
That certainly comes across from the mixtape, because there's all different styles on the one disc, yes?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And that is me. That's what I'm trying to show people. This is me, so... You know, and when you're on these labels and they want you to, they tell me, oh, that's too hardcore. Oh, you sound too rappy on there. What does rappy mean to me? Yeah. And, you know, and so it was just quite confusing. And I just kept on going back and forth, recording the same track over and try to please somebody when I am happy with it.
Yeah.
And I know my fans probably, because the fans that they're making for me, I don't want them to make fans. I want my fans to love me, right. Tenza. Because when I was in the girl band, I used to just DJ Raw and the other girls, they sing. So that's what my fans liked me for.
Oh.
So I don't want to change all that to please a record label. And then when it goes bad, for me to come back, it's going to be hard, because they're going to go, oh, she a try DJ when she a pop artist. And, you know, I want to be me. I just want to... So they can take the pop album and leave me.
Right. So you're still free to do as you please now?
I'm free to do as I please, but I'm not free to do what I want with that album that I gave them, which is fine. I don't mind them having that album and you being free.
But you can, in the future, work with who you want, collaborate.
I can work with who I want. I can collaborate with who I want. And as long as their background is clear and they have no negativity around them, then yes, my team always do a background check. And as long as they're cool, it's all good.
Well, this is my next question. I know you do a few collaborations already. Who you have under your belt, as it were?
Collaboration that I've done already is I've done with Macadiamond, Wasp, Voicemail. But at the moment, I would love to do a track with Vybz Kartel or Mavado. Positive, nice, different kind of track, you know, take them out of their zone and bring them in mine.
Yes, well,
I'm so rude, ain't I?
Well, it looks like they're changing their style a little bit, you know, just due to, you know, the gun thing getting such a negative press. It looks like they're looking at other topics to DJ about.
Yes, so good. It'd be nice, isn't it, to bring them in my zone and thing, and, you know, it'd be nice to do a collaboration with them two artists there and just change up the thing a bit.
So these are the artists that really you're looking up to and inspired by, yes?
Yes, I'm inspired by things about them, not everything that they do.
Yes. I mean, you mentioned Maka D. I noticed, just thinking about it today, I was thinking, you know, recently you hear a lot of DJs and artists singing about money, this, and you know, trying to make the paper and such. But it's Macadiamond who busts first with Money All. No.
Well, I love food. Macadiamond love money. It's just life. That's how it go. Macadiamond is all about she money. Don't ramp with her money. Don't ramp with my food. When me hungry, I want my food. So that's just it. Everybody have them favorite thing, you see?
Yes. And I notice another thing about the industry here and there, that you can maybe make a name for yourself if you create a popular dance.
Yeah.
So you tell me about the goose.
All right, then. Now, let me explain something to you.
Okay.
The goose at the moment, when I went to Sweden, I was teaching them to do the goose. I'm going to upload some videos soon on my website of people doing the goose. Let me tell you, when the rhythm dropped, first of all, I taught them how to do it without the rhythm. When the rhythm drop, everybody a move. You think it's a hurricane, a blow them left to right. I'm telling you. Necks popping off like nobody business. Till me all want laugh and me forget the lyrics of the blooming song. I forgot the lyrics of the song because I thought, them a do it better than me, you know. Big up to Sick in the Head from Sweden. He done a new, I see him do a new style with the Goose as well. I wish I done it, but yeah.
So, okay.
The Goose, man, the Goose is tearing down the place. Maca Diamond have a track called Cowfoot. She have her own thing. She have Cowfoot and me have the Goose. So see there.
All right. So yeah, it's another way of getting noticed. Making a little mark on the industry.
Yes, being, and it's positive at the same time. It's nothing, you know, negative. It's something positive. Dance move, getting people moving and things. It's a good thing. So
yeah. All right then. All this this busy work you're doing. You know, it does take a lot of your time and a lot of your concentration. I'm wondering now if you got time for family life, you know, if you have a man in tow or anything like that.
No. I'm single.
Okay.
And it's very hard for me to date anyone because I'm a free spirit. Yes, I do not like to be trapped. I like to just do things, get up and do things. And when I was dating somebody in the past, I have issues with them because we would go to bed and we sleep. And at 4 o'clock, I'll get up out of the bed and say, oh, lyrics, I'm gonna get some lyrics. Take up my phone, turn it on, start DJing.
Right.
The next thing you know, I think I should go in the studio and leave a man laying there in the bed. That's not nice.
Damn.
But I wasn't thinking like that. I was being a bit selfish at the time because as far as I'm concerned, me have a vibe and it's my vibe. Me go, do you know?
Yes.
And it wasn't right until I look into myself and think, if I was in that person's shoes, I would feel real bad. So I made the decision for that person to go and find happiness, and I'm happy the way I am because I accept the way I am, that, you know, I'm a free spirit and I'll get up and I want to get up in the night and cook.
So it's out of concern for your potential partner that you remain single.
It's I want to remain single at the moment.
Yeah.
Until I have a bit, I'm more stable musically. I'm more stable.
Right.
And I'm not, right now it's like I'm looking for my food. I'm
right.
Looking for my ground to stand on firm. I'm not standing firm at the moment. I'm still moving around. So it's very hard for me to actually have a relationship. And me, when I'm in a relationship, I like attention and I like to give the attention to the person as well. And if I'm busy doing stuff, there's no way that's going to happen.
Okay, so now at the moment you can focus and be a little bit selfish.
Yeah, be selfish. And I have me to myself as well.
So yes. Okay, let's look at you now. Tall, and how tall are you?
Not very tall. I'm 5'10".
That's quite tall.
Really?
Yes.
Well, when I wear heels, yeah, but I think that's
No. Well, I see enough pictures, and you're head and shoulders above the people in the picture.
Trust me, I feel no, but that's heels though. I'm wearing heels.
Yeah. Okay. But you're slim, and you got the model figure, and you know, you mentioned your clothing line, and how is that going?
Oh, my clothing line is going good at the moment. We're still doing some designs because every time I go, I always get design, come back for the lady to scratch some things. At the moment, I'm wearing things while she's making them because I want to have a show where I get young models, upcoming. Everything that I'm doing is no established, all about upcoming, for them to come and model my clothes so people can see what's going to be up on the line, up online for them to buy and stuff. I want people to be able to see it.
Okay.
Me wearing it as well as young people and stuff wearing it as well.
Well, I did go to your website and the big picture that meets you when you first go there, it does have the company name emblazoned on your garment. And how it go?
Are you sure you want that's not Yendis, oh, you do this to me. It says that is not my part. That's Fetish Bitch. My one is actually the Rasta.
Oh.
The Rasta side to it. The one with the red, green and gold. Those ones are my design.
Okay.
The Fetish Bitch, I model for her, for that lady.
Oh.
That's Sharon, FB Club Wear, Enough Respect. They do club wear clothes and they're also vegans as well. So not because that word is negative, there's a lot of positive things in it as well. So okay. You can check them out, fbclubwear.co.uk.
Okay, okay. So you have some input, some creative input in there.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm glad that you have these many strands, you know, or many different irons in the fire.
Yes, one day they all will come together and make something beautiful. And I hope I inspire young people and hope so they can follow and do things like that as well.
Yes. Well, that seems to be something that's important for you, that young people can see what you're doing and see that you're succeeding and see that you're doing it in a positive way and follow.
Yes, definitely. I hope so. Really also. And all, you know what? While we're on the clothing topic, there's also a new clothing line. This one is more, well, you know, sophisticated and nice, but still sexy.
Okay.
It's called wear what you have. So basically, it's putting things that you have and created. Like, okay, if you have a design, you tell it to my designer and she will create it. So basically, you're wearing your own design. So it's like wear your own.
Oh,
you're wearing your own design. So that's coming up as well, and that's a girl called Karen Tino. She's the one that's designing. She also designed for Mafia House, which is Lisa Mafia from Soul Salad.
Okay, she's,
yes, so that's coming up as well. That's more for the funky, crazy people, and it's sophisticated at the same time.
So how would you describe, you know, because, you know, when you're performing, you have to stand out, you know, you have to be visible and noticeable from way at the back of the auditorium. How would you describe the way your image is put, they would perceive it as? What would you describe your image as?
Sexy, crazy, mental.
Right.
For me, I wear mental. Anything that other people don't like. What you don't like, that's what I wear. So that means you have to see me, because you don't like it. People don't see the thing. They don't see, you know, that if they like, if something's good, they don't see it. If it's bad, they see it. And that's how the world is.
Okay.
People pay attention to the bad things. So then say, Lord Jesus, why she have that punchy foot for? You know? why she have to wear that? Why? Why she have the frill upon the back? That's not necessary. That means they see me and they're watching me now. So I got your attention. Listen to my music. Now I'm ready to perform.
I see. So they will get a flavor of that when they go to your website, because there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures on there, isn't it? All different outfits and different looks and different hairstyle and different colors. Yes,
mental stuff, yes. It's all different kind of things, but I like changes, and I don't want people to get bored. And I know people sometimes,
when I was thinking that, you know, because you seem to change your style very frequently, how you feel when you see an older picture, you know, that goes back a few months, maybe years, and you was in a different style them time, how does that seem to you?
It just tells me that I'm growing.
Right.
That's all. It just says that I'm growing and moving forward. That's all it says to me.
Okay. Okay, yes. That's cool. Let me just, I have to re-log into the site here. I'm big up Red Lion. I see you just touched down. We're talking to Tenza live here on Reggae Space, and I'm really grateful for her spending time with us here tonight. And it's been very interesting, and I have one more tune to play before I go. I got another message from Higher Purse. If I may comment, nothing wrong with that, Tenza. Some men will understand. It's just that you never find the right one. This is when we were talking about your relationships.
Higher Purse. I hope so. I hope so. I really hope so, King. Trust me, I hope so.
Yeah, he says, just be yourself, and that's the most important thing. Big up yourself, Higher Purse.
Blessings.
Large up Red Lion, and big up Sandman. Right. Yes, big up all the Holland Massive and Jamaica Massive. Big up the Burmy crew. Germany is represented here as well, and all the UK Massive as well. Big up all the BlackBerry listeners and the smartphoners. Big up all the US Massive. I see Don Minot here from out of the Connecticut area, alongside Linford Nugent as well. Yes, big respect the whole world of reggae music. I got one more tune I want to play, Tenza, and you might want to think about some advice you might give to upcoming artists and any big ups that you want to give before you go. But I'm going to start this tune. It's called Push and Turn. How that one go?
Push and Turn is just about having a vibe when I go out with a boy, and how we think that him better than me, and me rough him up and show him say I'm here on things.
All right.
You never did I hear me when me a tell us me have no behavior. You never did I hear me when me a tell us I don't care. You never did I hear me when me a tell us me at a damn fire. You never did I hear say me got the wickedest love round here. Boy, me say push and turn me all night. Boy, me say give me my right life height. Boy, me say watch me bend over.
Pick up yourself, Queen Easy, Gaja Salome, large up.
Fire the world.
Well, Gaja Salam just tipped in by the skin of his teeth and called for the pull up just before the tune down, so we're gonna pull it up. Yes, you're getting a good positive response here on Reggae Space from your tunes, them Tenza, you know.
Blessings, blessings to everybody. Enough respect, you know, I can see everybody in the chat room. So that one's going to do very well for you, Tenza. Blessings, thank you. I see Aya Purse attacking me, you know, inside the chat room. Aya Purse, my talk, them real, you know, so watch it.
All right. I don't know if you saw that message from Fred's. He's in Ganjaland, a.k.a. Netherlands or Holland. And he's wondering if you have any plans to go there and do any gigs.
I haven't been booked there as yet, but I can look into that. Or you yourself can book me anytime you're ready.
Yes, you hear that, Freds? If you have any connections, yes, you can get hold of a venue. Then Tenzer is quite willing to come to Ganjaland and entertain you. So yes, bear that in mind. Big up Williams. Big up Dags. I have to big up Dags. He's doing a lot of work in the background, setting up these interviews and keeping the information flowing in the shout box. Big up Gaza Shalom. He's really appreciating these tunes. Yeah, these tunes are going down very well, and I can see that there's a good market for them, especially with the young people. I have to say that, you know.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I love the response I always get from your websites and your shows, your interview. Always get positive things, and that's the positive energy, and that's what I love. I always like being interviewed by you, and I just want to say enough respect to Dag, because, you know, she make everything possible. She work hard. Enough respect, girl. Askoma, Dread Lion, Fred's, Gaza Shalom, Haya Purse, you don't know, enough respect. Lion of Judah, Promotants, you don't know, keep promoting the thing. Queen Easy, Red Lion, big up my team, Killer Rich, Williams, Yendis, Fishmark, Lion, I'm not sure what that's a Linford, okay, big up Reggae Lady and Sandman. Enough respect to the king, you know. Enough respect to Yendis.
Love.
Mad love. And all my Facebook people, I can see you telling me to big you up, but there's too much name. Rebecca Richardson, Shady B, Rodney, I know you're logging. Big up to the whole Massive, Ali Close Range, big up to Black Spider and the whole Massive, big up to everyone. I can't big you all up, but enough respect, you don't know.
All right. Well, it's been really nice talking to you. I have one final question to put to you, and it's the kind of question that comes near the end. Two. Firstly, any advice you would give to an upcoming artist? Any area that you think that they should particularly concentrate on getting right in order to succeed, or is it just down to luck?
No, it's not about luck. I don't even believe in luck. I don't know if there's such thing as luck. Oh. But maybe there is, but I don't believe in the luck thing. For young artists, upcoming artists, it's all about being seen and being heard. If you're not being seen and you're not being heard, there's no point.
Right.
There's no point. So make yourself be seen and make yourself be heard. When you be seen, remember when people see you and the first thing they see of you, that's what you're going to be. So make sure what you're putting yourself or portraying yourself as, that's what you want to be, and make sure what they're hearing is what you are about. It's best to be real and be yourself. Now, you cannot tell me nobody not help me if you make nobody see me. You can't tell me say nobody not help you if you make nobody hear you, because you have a computer of the internet. There's Facebook, there's MySpace, there's Twitter, there's so much networks. There's online internet radio station every day begging for people to bring music in.
Yeah.
Just like reggaespace.com is always asking for new upcoming artists, positive things.
Yep.
There's too much sources out there for you to sit down and say, nobody's helping me. You don't need anybody to help you. You help yourself. It's all about hard work. If you're not prepared to do the hard work, go home. It's either go hard or go home.
Okay.
So for the young people, it's all about pushing yourself out there. Even when you annoy people, make them see you. One day they'll click on that link that you keep posting out and say, what is this thing you keep posting out? They will click on it one day and say, oh, but I'm nice actually.
Yeah.
And yeah. So keep posting. Don't give up. There's a thing called me tired. Don't be tired.
Right.
Remove tired from your vocabulary. You're not tired. Just keep doing it. Keep going and keep going at it. Somebody have to see you. Them can't that blind. Somebody have to see you out there. So, and I hope my patois is not too strong.
No, it's cool. It's cool. You've been in England long enough now.
Yeah, I hope it's not too strong when you're not understanding me. But keep going at it. Use up your sources, your MySpace. I keep saying that to everyone. So, keep using up these things.
So for you now, does that mean every time you're in public, you're working?
I'm always working.
Yeah.
I'm always working. Even just when you're in public, the fact that you're smiling at people and making friends, you're working.
Right.
You're working because it's something positive. When you smile and you're talking and you're making friends, it's something positive. It's good for your music. Them same people that you're smiling with, they come and support you because it's a good energy that you give them when they meet you. I'm always out there doing stuff, meeting people, doing stuff. Always make sure you smile at the world, it will smile back at you.
So when you're out in public, that means you can't really dress casual. You have to be an artist.
You think of it, well, for me, my thing of it always sell off when we're out in the public because that, you know, kids always, oh, you know that thing that you wear, that thing that you had in that video, that thing, they always say that to me. So
yeah.
You know they're watching you constantly.
Yes,
and they
yes.
come up, where did you get that shoes? And I try to wear things and customize my things to myself. So if I buy the shoes, I customize it. Where did you get your shoes? And I'll explain to them, I customize it. Oh, you do that? That's cool. I'm going to do that. It's good. So make sure you look good all the time when you go out and presentable. It doesn't mean that you have to have a new dress all the time. That same new dress, just make sure you put two little bow upon the dress, make it look different from last time.
Right.
Then
right.
You take off the bow and put one little button or something and just fix it up and make a tie at the side or something and just look different all the time if you can't afford to buy.
But even you now, you must have some time to relax. I mean, and go and have a quiet evening. I don't know, maybe a restaurant or something. You have any? What do you do when you're not working?
When I go to a restaurant and stuff, remember my family's not here, they're in Jamaica. I do have friends, but when we do go out, my friends are always calling somebody. Oh, this is my friend, she does the, oh, that's the girl that does the video, oh, that's the girl. So I'm always out, and it's always never a quiet evening.
I see.
No one know me unless I go to somewhere far out of where I'm living.
Yeah.
and yeah, I can go out and just chill, you know.
Okay. Okay, and what about the future? What is on the agenda for you right now? You obviously you got your studio, your production house. What is your immediate and more longer term objectives?
My album is coming out in October. I've got an album launch party. This is my album is coming out. It's going to be like in HMV, the online as well. I'm focusing on getting my album out at the moment and working on doing more shows, more tour, be more creative with my performance. So I'm building me at the moment for the future. So each time you see me perform on something, you need to see me looking better or doing better.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm right at the moment, I'm preparing myself physically, mentally to be fit for the music world, because you have to be fit physically, yeah. And you know,
yeah.
And keep the foot on the ground and make sure say get down to keep down to hurt, because some of these things can get to people's head at times and they think they're higher than what they are. So I have to try and keep level headed as well while I'm in this. So my thing for the future is building myself and keep doing more shows, keep bringing my fans music. So guys, everybody, keep checking out my fan page, my official website, www.tenzamusic.com, for new music, free downloads. If you have questions, please submit them. There's a contact page, you can submit questions. There's also my BlackBerry pin. When you sign up to my website, you get my BlackBerry pin sent to you if you request it. It will be sent to you. Come on my BlackBerry, talk to me, ask me questions. Because sometimes I look like, people always say I don't look approachable. I'm a very nice person. Talk to me. My team may be a bit cross, look very cross and very uptight. They're not uptight as well. They're nice people. So come and talk to us.
Big up yourself, Tenza. Yes, enough respect goes out to you. I'm very glad that you spent time to talk to us here today, and it's been very entertaining. All the best in the future, and hope all your projects yield success, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much, and enough respect to all the Massive and crew at the reggaespace.com. Big up the whole Massive, and I just want to say thanks for having me again, and I hope to see you guys soon. Enough respect, you don't know.
All right, and make sure you link up with Tenza if you have any intention to do any work. I know that Higher Purse is at the head of the queue there. large up queen.
Before I go, let me give you an a cappella for the guys, them. Let them know it's me and I'm here. Heal Rastafari, heal up the king every day. Give thanks to the Most High. Give thanks every day, Jah Rastafari. Heal Mama Africa, heal the Empress every day. Enough respect to the reggaespace.com. You don't know what Tenza said, that mad love.
Yes, man. Very, very nice to have you here. And next time, you know, anytime you have something to market or any events happening and you want to get a little bit of a push, remember us here. We'll be really ready and waiting to talk to you again. Okay.
Enough respect, and thank you for everyone who tune in and listening. Enough love.
Bless.